Go Loud.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Try wasting it now. Till your body attends. Walk it hard and long. When you finish that,
the hypnota.
So we're here for the bonus episode this week. Mark McCabe is still here now. Hopefully we get a few more of those blind rankings, Mark. They catch you off guard, don't
they? Yeah, they do, yeah.
I like them though, they're good. Right, any questions then, Siobhan?
Yeah, you do. Last week or the week before when Mark Megan was in, we talked about like what the best Irish song of all time is.
Yeah.
And somebody replied and said, so Grace, the Wolftones.
Yes.
It was his suggestion. Or else The Blower's Daughter by Damien Rice. I'm sorry, Mark, you didn't get
it. I got a few messages. Sorry. I got a few messages about that. And they're like, why did you not say Maniac? I was thinking more like, you know, heart-filled songs. And like, I said This Is by Aslan. I only think it was fucking class, you know what I mean? And then I found the version that I spoke about, a certain version that Christy sang. And I found it then on Instagram and I shared it. And a lot of people texted me and was like, oh, is this the version you were talking about? And I was like, to me, like, that's right up there. It's hard to pick a number one, like.
Do you have one that you'd think of?
Irish.
Irish, yeah.
Oh, it depends, because when you're, when you go across the ears, if you go the whole of the moon, you know, the Water Boys.
Are the Water Boys Irish? I did not know that.
Come on now.
I did not know that.
I know, come on. Google that just in case I'm having a blip.
We'll cut this.
Mainly Britain and Ireland, yeah.
I don't know now. Like, if the drummer is from fucking Tullamore or something, I think it's a bit of a reach there, Mark.
Sorry, the lead singer's Irish.
It seems like they had a lot of different members and they were...
Oh, no. Different. Okay. So it's up for discussion. But if you say The Stunning, like Brewing Up a Storm... Do you know that tune?
Oh, yeah. I do know that. Nearly sure that was on an ad back in the day, yeah?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Christy Moore, right on.
They were all getting the mention, yeah.
All of that.
You know Maniac's going to be in there. This all stemmed from because Today FM are doing a top 100.
Yeah.
What do you say? You know Maniac's going to be right up there.
I don't know whether it's going to be right up there.
Oh, it's easily top 10.
Do you reckon?
Easily top 10.
They've been chatting to me about it.
About
they
being
won't,
in
they
there.
Won't tell me.
Yeah, where it is.
So they were just sort of saying, listen, you feature, but they're not saying where. But I'm like, oh, no, come on, like, because I mean, that's a conservative audience there, you know, voting on that, you know. So
they done a run on podcasts in here, so they got all the podcasts I mentioned.
Okay,
so like people's podcast so audience went on,
bit,
so it's opened up, yeah.
Wow, wow,
everyone who listens today, FM fuming now because I'm getting called conservative.
But Glenn, anyways, sent in about that and he has a question as well. He says, would you rather never listen to music again or every time you listen to music in public, on a run, public transport, doing the shopping, etc., you have to use a Bluetooth speaker on full volume?
See, I have an eclectic taste in music. That's the term, isn't it? Eclectic.
Yeah. So you'd be playing something for everyone?
Oh, Jesus. Is that what that means?
Would you be afraid? No, well, eclectic would be wide, like,
yeah.
But if you know, if you're playing it in public, there's at least somebody's going to like it.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Well, I went on a run the other day, and it was a long run. I was listening to Olivia Dean. I started to run off listening to 50 Cent, and I finished on Olivia Dean.
Wow.
The song is fucking, literally has me in a chokehold. Like.
Wow.
Yeah. You're not into it? She's actually class.
Yeah. Looks like running,
making
though.
Making up for lost time, and I'm there just trotting along. I was like, this belter of a tune.
I have an album that I run to. And without fail, every single time makes goosebumps come on the back of my neck. My hairs and all of my arms stand up when it gets to certain points. And it's the perfect pace. So you're running to the beat.
Yeah.
And it's from start to finish.
What is it?
It's a live album by Underworld.
Oh, right.
And it's just so good. It's got a green cover. It's on Spotify. If you do run,
that's the one.
Put it on. Yeah. I guarantee you will run. And you'll keep running. Because it literally fuels you. And I get to this point in it where it's like, you know, when you start running, you're kind of just starting to, you know, you're getting your breath and you're getting your flow and whatever. It gets to a point where it's almost like something clicks.
Yeah.
And it's like you're activated. And there's just something about it to me. Everything is what it's called.
I think Spotify had that before where it's like a tempo.
Yeah.
So you can pick your tempo and they'll give you a playlist based off that, like how fast you want to run.
Yeah.
I used to run to, was it Swedish House Mafia? Was it Until Now or Until One? Third album.
Yeah.
And like it starts off with Greyhound. I was like, that's the fucking best tune to get you going by starting off a run. But
in answer to your question,
you're picking the speaker.
For sure. There's only one person I know right, who doesn't listen to music. I've only ever met one person who doesn't listen to music. And I'm just like, how is that even possible?
And do you want to name and shame them?
It's Derek Mooney. It's Derek Mooney.
I'd be surprised.
And I've said this, like, any time I'd say...
So what's listening in the car?
I don't know. Speech. But he doesn't listen to music. And I've said it to him, like, how can you live your life not connected to music? Like, it just absolutely, like...
That doesn't seem real to me, because it's like, yeah, I'm nearly sure there's something embedded in, like, the human DNA. Like, because music goes back thousands of years.
Thousands of years. But there's people out there that don't listen to music. Like, literally don't listen to music. And I guarantee there's possibly somebody listening to this saying, oh, yeah, I listen to podcasts, but I wouldn't really listen to music. And maybe they don't intentionally listen to music. But, like, passively or subconsciously, music is everywhere.
Yeah.
Like... Well, how could you say I don't listen to music? It's like saying I don't breathe.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. We were in Galway and it was during COVID. And I remember we were walking down the road and some fellow walked by and he had an amp and he wheeled it past and it was like a flash mob. Come on. And it was that song, Yes, Alright and Boogie.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, this is the best thing. Like, one of the best things I've ever seen. Just some fellow walking down the road listening to that and then, like, a lot of people just start dancing to it. And I was like, this is what it's all about. Like, this is what music is doing.
Yeah.
So I'm just picturing myself being like, yeah, man, just wheeling that everywhere. This is what we're all listening to today, folks. You know what I mean? Me on the bus, speaker beside me, like, it would be a bit like, you know.
There's a fella yesterday where I was. I heard music and I thought it was a car with the window open. And it was actually a guy on his bike with a JBL speaker strapped around, but just blaring it. And he was just chilling. He was just
people this on the bus and on, they'd be listening to tunes and some of it does be bad. And you're like, fucking hell. Like, if you're going to play it loud, play something decent, you know what I mean? So it is.
Everyone's going to be judging your music choices. Like,
yeah. I do get paranoid when it comes towards, you know, the Spotify Raps time of the year.
Oh,
and I'd be like, fuck, like, what was I listening to in March?
Yeah.
I mean, like, hopefully that doesn't overtake something now and creep in at fifth.
It's just going to be Olivia Dean next year.
Oh, 100%. This year, Olivia Dean. Yeah.
McGinty wants you to pretend you've gone back in time to when you were 18. What would you be doing on your average Saturday night?
Gone to sin. Average Saturday night. Yeah. You know what? When I was 18, I was in sixth year, right? And it even got to the stage when we were in sixth year that we wouldn't go out. We'd go out on a Friday, we wouldn't go out Saturday and Sunday, and then we'd go out on a Monday. Because going out Mondays when you're 18 was fucking deadly.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a load of places to go.
Were you not in school?
Yeah. And you'd go on at school on a Tuesday and you'd have all the stamps in your arm.
Yeah.
I only grew in at five.
We used to have messy Mondays.
Yeah.
That's basically what we called it. It was in Mono, which then became Opium.
Really?
Which then became Index. Yeah.
Yeah.
Downstairs there on a Monday was absolutely class. And cheap drink.
Yeah, we used to go to 21s, but it's Soho now.
Yeah.
You go down the stairs.
Yeah,
there,
yeah.
Is that the case? We used to go in there and I remember it'd be like 2 o'clock and you'd be like, I have to go up for school. And it's not like walk where you're like, do you know what, I can phone her in and walk. You know what I mean? You know, you'd get through the day and walk. You're like, this is school. Like, someone's going to be like, yeah, do that minus B formula there. You've double maths. And you're like, fucking hell. You know what I mean? But
it's still a thing.
Going out on a Monday.
Yeah, yeah. Dicey's is kind of where everybody goes now, I think. So.
Yeah, true, but actually, yeah. Like, but
still a thing.
I remember then on the Saturday, the lads would get a few bottles, like go to the off license, get a bag of bottles and we'd all sit out. But again, being 18 was fucking deadly. It was. Like, the biggest worry in the world was, like, I hope that young man I'm texting likes me. You know, like, shit like this. Because we had my little brother was on the podcast a few weeks ago. He's doing his walk experience here. So we got him in for an episode and he was talking about going to the deli and sometimes you don't have 50 cents to get cheese on your roll. And I was like, jeez, I remember I was your age and that was the biggest problem I had. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Back then, you're 18, like, you've no worries. Literally, I remember having no worries back then. Like, you know you're going to have a lawyer on the Sunday. You know your dinner was going to be made. You know what I mean? Oh, it was just class.
Yeah.
You would miss it.
Damn,
you
really the days.
Would. Yeah. They were, though. They were. Music was fucking lethal. There was DJs playing everywhere, Mark. It was fucking class.
Yeah. Just a little more.
There's a blind rank here. Hang on one second.
Blind rank. This is something that we didn't do enough of over the last while in the podcast and it's become like a more regular thing.
Yeah.
All right, lads. Jay and Clondalkin here. Rank these Dublin-specific scenarios in terms of how much they ruin your entire day. One, getting bad news on the phone. There's five. Getting bad news on the phone just as the Viking splash tour goes by and they all do that poxy cheer.
I'll tell you something about that flipping bus. That thing followed me, right? I used to live on Warburg Street, which is opposite Leo Burdock's. Yeah. That's where they go.
Yeah.
And when they get to Burdock's, they cheer.
Yeah.
That's one of the places they cheer because they say, I'm coming up on the right hand side is Leo Burdock's, one of the most famous chip shops in the country. Everybody give a big cheer. Hey. My gaff was there every Saturday, Sunday morning, hungover, whatever, from like first thing in the morning till like late afternoon, that flipping cheer. And then I had a studio in Barrow Street in the factory, and it was a crazy gaff because the window looked out onto the canal as such, the basin there, so if you put your hand out the window you were actually touching water.
Yeah,
but they went into the river there.
Yeah,
and they went by the window all the time and they started doing this thing where they were flipping cheering at me in the studio as well.
I hate it.
There's that,
wrecks me head. I fucking hate hearing it. When you're in traffic and you're like, lads, honestly, like, come on. Was the Guinness Star House booked out today? Yeah, yeah. So nothing else you could do.
Have you ever done it?
The Boy King Splash?
Yeah. No. It's supposed to be actually class. It's supposed to be really good. I was told. Somebody I know went on it and they said, that's actually really good.
We'll have to look into it.
Maybe.
We'll have to look into it. But I would be in the height of it if like someone said to give me bad news and they all start here and I'd be like, and that fucking butt. You'd be throwing your phone and all. I'm going to, is number one the worst?
Yes.
I'll go number two, just in case.
Right. Okay. The next one is the Walkin's Town roundabout. He doesn't give any detail. Just
yeah, it's fair enough. Though.
You have to go around it, I suppose.
You. So Siobhan is from Galway, if you haven't guessed by now.
Yeah.
But you said you were afraid of this.
I mean, I'd be going around it, but I don't know if I'm in the right lane
it's
ever.
Sketchy.
Like, I'm
it
just
is
kind of
sketchy. To
I'm
be fair.
Screaming under my breath the whole time, like. I think
it was like actually acknowledged as one of the most dangerous roundabouts in Europe.
I'd say it is. Someone tried to say. It was like one of those urban myths that like people never actually just Googled because it's such an outrageous claim that it's the biggest roundabout in Europe.
Yeah.
And I was like, do you know where the Champs-Élysées is now? The Arc de Triomphe. You know, like that's a roundabout. Like that's the biggest, like probably the biggest roundabout in Europe. But
that's pretty safe by comparison.
Yeah.
Where it's like the Walking Sound is like.
We don't know. Do you know what wrecks me head with roundabouts? We don't know how to drive on them anymore. No. People just give up and certain roundabouts change as well because. One of them is like, oh, left turn only, you can't turn straight here. And I'm like, this is not how roundabouts work. Like, you know what I mean? The rules change depending on roundabout. And now they're putting traffic lights on roundabouts. I'm like, this defeats
the
purpose.
That's the one I don't get. Yeah, traffic lights on roundabouts, it just makes no sense. I've only actually realised in the last year how to properly use a roundabout.
Yeah.
Like the official way to use it.
I think
but it doesn't
town,
really make
they have
any
three
sense.
Lanes, don't they, though, on some of them leading into it.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah.
Just use the middle one. No matter where you're going, use the middle one. Unless you're taking the first exit, then take the left lane. Any other exit, just use the middle lane.
That's what I do, and then I'd be kind of screaming.
I'm going to put that as number five. That doesn't bother me. I'm a confident enough driver to do it.
Yeah.
I've been saying this for weeks, Siobhan, haven't I? We need to do, give like
public
revision
awareness.
Lessons on ads. YouTube ads. This is how to do it. So you're clicking on to watch fucking Sky Sports updates on YouTube. You're getting a 30-second ad about this is how you drive on the road.
I think they've done that. I think they've
done that before.
Yeah.
You need to bring it back.
But I don't think anybody really kind of got the gist.
Well, I'm going number five because I don't mind the Walking Town roundabout. I'm not afraid of the Walking Town roundabout. What do you think I am?
You're defending it.
Being me to hell like a hard man. What, you going to be afraid of a roundabout?
Yeah. I'll show you.
Tripping on the...
This is a bad one already. I know it is.
He wrote pavement. Tripping on the pavement in front of a pack of 11-year-old yup bros.
That's a bad one. That is a bad one. That's a very bad one. There's no worse than tripping on in front of a
you're getting
group of youngless.
Yeah.
So what have you used 3 and 5 so far? I'll go 2 with that one. That is a bad one because what are you going to do? You can't get smart to them. They're only kids. Like shrub eels. Yeah. Like, they're only kids.
Ah, stadium, mister.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So 1 and 4 left.
Having to negotiate an absolute herd of Spanish backpacks taking up the entire pavement. Do people say pavement?
No, I don't know why this fella's. He probably put this into ChatGPT or something. I'm going number one. Again, I still don't understand Spanish students. I don't get why are they all here? Like, why Ireland? Of all the places in the world to go.
Learn English.
What? To learn English. Go to England.
In Dublin.
Go to England. Where they actually have infrastructure and proper transport systems. They're all getting on the 27B. There's about 80 of them. The 27B is full now. And what are you doing getting the 27B? You know what I mean?
They don't have to change their money, I guess. I don't know.
So they're coming to Ireland to learn English because they don't want to go to the
Euro.
Currency exchange.
I'm only guessing.
Do they be in Galway and all of our systems?
Oh, yeah.
Do they actually, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
All of Shop Street taken up, yeah.
No, I thought it was just a Dublin thing.
And like, what's the story with them? Like, it's nice to know that they don't discriminate. They have the same problems that we have with them, you know what I mean? I remember I was in Portmarnock last year going swimming and there was about 1,000 of them. Like, I was like, what the fuck is going on? How did they get here? Like, how are you getting to Portmarnock? You have to drive. You know where the shelters are?
Yeah, yeah.
In Portmarnock or Malahide River. Like, you can't just get dropped off there. Well, no. You have to get just dropped off there, you know what I mean, by a car. There's about 1,000 of them. I was like, what?
It must have been buses or something.
Organised.
Shipping them around.
Yeah.
I'm going big business.
One. Yeah, it must be.
Big business, like.
Yeah. And then the last one.
That's your number
that's
one?
That's number one. That's the worst thing in Dublin. It's the Spanish students.
It doesn't seem to be a summer thing anymore. It seems to be all year round.
Yeah. Like someone said they seen them today.
Yeah.
And like, it's March.
Yeah.
That's and, like, that's why.
And November, December, same thing.
Are they not like in school?
But I think what they're doing is they're here on school. So they take time out. And
this is school.
Yeah, this is like their school. Yeah.
It was a school.
I think it's like a transition year equivalent maybe, where they're just dossing for the year.
Yeah, they got the raw end skip of the deal. Over here. Imagine like being like in fucking, I don't know, Valencia, and they're like, yeah, you're going to Dublin.
Yeah, yeah.
In transition, yeah, you'd be fuming. It's so weird as well, isn't it? Like Spanish students, you know what I mean? Like there's no Portuguese or French just roaming around. They're all Spanish.
Italians though as well. There's a lot of Italians.
Is there?
Yeah, yeah. Loads of Italians.
So they're branching it out now.
Yeah, you can tell the difference between their the
it's drip they're hand signals. They're giving her all this one down the road.
So your number four then is being in Lucan.
Yes.
Generally.
Yeah.
Being in Lucan.
What do you think of Lucan, Mark? What do you think has no business being part of Dublin?
It's a bit of a weird spot, isn't it?
Yeah. Like what? It's the farthest place in the world.
Yeah.
Like it's...
I was kind of confused there for a sec. I was thinking, I always get Leixlip and Lucan mixed up.
They're basically the same place
so
though.
They are, yeah. Leixlip is not a bad spot.
No, Leixlip is grand and it's purely Kildare.
Yeah.
But Lucan doesn't know if it's coming or going. Like Lucan is basically Selbridge. You know what I mean? It's the same place. They're all the one, but like Lucan's like, no, we're part of Dublin. And I'm like, yeah, not though.
The Spa Hotel is about the only thing I can sort of remember about Lucan.
Liffey Valley?
If Mark McCabe does not know, Liffey Valley's in like...
Liffey Valley.
That's not Lucan.
Is it not?
It's Liffey Valley, isn't it?
I don't know.
Siobhan, you're trying to... Have some
Kenny's in Lucan.
Wild allegation there that Liffey Valley's in Lucan. There's going to be people coming for you.
Kenny's is definitely in Lucan.
Don't even know what Kenny's is.
No.
Pub. I was at a table quiz there once.
Oh, you were at a table quiz there. Jesus Christ.
I think it was Kenny's.
Yeah, fuck Lucan anyways. Fort Lucan. That's the only thing I remember from Lucan. Fort Lucan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
back
yeah.
in the day.
Splinters in your hands.
Yeah.
Do you want a dilemma?
Go on, I want to hear Mark McCabe take on a dilemma here.
What's the problem?
This is going to be someone like, I want to break up with my girlfriend. And Mark's like, I just want to bleed and sell tickets.
So I have a slight dilemma, so here we go. I've been going through a friendship breakup. Me and my pal have been friends for over 10 years, but in the last couple of years, we've drifted further and further apart. We had a small argument 2 summers ago when she got with this boy who was giving red flags. I really didn't like him, and I'm not someone who can hide my feelings, so when he was acting up, I'd tell him to wind his neck in, etc. Months pass by, and eventually this thing with the boy stops, and basically I was right about him. Before they split, I sent an apology saying some of the reasons I didn't like him was because I'd been single for so long, and maybe I was a little bit jealous. I think that jealousy is a normal emotion, so to admit it is a good thing. She said this was the reason she doesn't want to be pals anymore. She also said another issue is that I had once invited my ex on a night out. Me and this ex are good friends and are broken up years. We've not really spoken much since this row, but I'm due to see her soon and don't want things to be awkward between us. I feel like the main issue with our friendship is that I'm the one always putting in the effort and I'm not doing that anymore. Should I just apologise for the sake of it not being awkward?
Now, Mark, what do you think about this? He's human now. Like, he's absolutely devastated with this wow. one.
Surely it shouldn't be that much effort. It would be the, like, you know, a friendship should be organic and natural and not really require so much sort of overthought. Like, if it's been overthought that much, you'd think...
It shouldn't be transactional either.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
You Mark, know. We think you need to pack the music thing in. This,
do you reckon?
This is...
Agony Uncle.
Psychotherapy.
Yeah. Mark McCabe on 98FM 4 to 8 every Saturday just been like, listen,
tell me your problems.
He's like Joe Duffy.
Do you have any thoughts on it now?
I don't know, see, like all that going, there's a lot, as you said, there is a lot going on there, there's a lot of complications. You're better off just leaving it if it's that complicated. No, you are, like, if it's, there's a lot of hoops you're jumping through there, there's a lot of plates you're trying to keep spinning. If you're going through that much hassle for something that you think you've already kind of had a falling out over, you're better off just leaving it. You know what I mean? If it's not as simple as like, I'm sorry, let's move on, then just leave it.
Yeah, I just, I can relate to her as someone who also can't hide her feelings, like tells everybody everything with my face, so I just feel bad for her.
Someone called Siobhan a bitch before.
Like multiple people I'd say, but...
Yeah, but publicly, like stated, like... Oh,
to my face, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Ah, Siobhan getting absolutely roasted her.
Damn.
It was all right.
What are you okay?
She doesn't care.
Would you? No, but that's what I was going to say. Yeah.
Mark, have you given up anything for Lent?
When is Lent? Jesus.
We're in the middle of Lent.
We are.
2 weeks in.
Flipping
2 weeks in tomorrow, yeah.
When did Lent take such a dive?
This is it.
I never remember. Is that just me?
No. That's because it's churlish, isn't it? Lent is churlish.
Lent fell off.
Lent did fall off.
Definitely fell off. Jesus. I haven't even thought about Lent. And
bring back Lent.
I'm trying.
Siobhan is doing a fucking technology detox. She's no phone around.
Yeah.
No way, actually.
I'm off my phone, yeah.
She's no phone. She sent me emails like Mark McCabe's booked in Disney.
No way.
Yeah.
But so what are you sending that from?
The laptop.
My laptop.
Wow. To my phone, whereas 2 weeks ago it was a WhatsApp message.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now it's an email. I'm like, fucking hell.
Yeah.
And?
It's great, yeah. I have a landline at home. So I'm on the landline for people as well.
Wow.
For people, like, you're putting her out there. People want to get in contact with you.
Oh one.
That's, I actually, I don't know the rest of it, to be honest. I can probably learn it off by her. But
that's crazy.
Yeah.
And do you feel better for it? What about going to sleep and all
I'd imagine
that?
You're getting great sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. Sleeping well. I have an alarm clock, like a radio alarm.
Yeah, but like in terms of what you do before you go to bed?
Like read my book.
Like you're on the laptop type of thing or?
No, like read my book or just.
See, I don't like the way it's normalised now to be on your phone before you go to bed.
Totally.
Because it should be the opposite. Like, you're supposed to just go to bed.
The first night I did have like a moment where I was like, okay, like brush my teeth, put on my pajamas, blah, 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 go to bed. And I was like,
what do I do now?
Oh, I just turn off the lights and go to sleep. Like, this is it.
That's why we won't put a telly in the bedroom. Because like, you go to bed to go to bed.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's it.
Well.
Even though you do get into bed and you are on your phone and you're like, yeah, whatever. But
yeah, I'm also supposed to be off, Carson, but it's so hard.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, it's so hard. And I don't care that much about that one, so I keep forgetting.
But you know, like, the thing is, you give up stuff that like consumes you.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, that's the penance that you're paying, isn't it? It's like, oh, that's why kids always give up sweets and shit like that.
I'm also off sweets.
But like, you swear that she was like fell melted, always on her phone, always eating sweets. She's not.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about my uncle who took up having a shower every day for Lent? I just wanted to tell you that. I thought
took up having a shower.
That was his
most culty thing you've
ever heard. Was his penance. Like, he was going to have a shower every day.
Well, you're not supposed to shower every day, apparently.
Who was saying that?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a shower later than you usually have a shower? Like, let's say, you know, when you go up in the morning, you have your shower, and then you go about your day.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, something happened in the morning, and you had to like run out of the house or whatever. So you just throw something on, you run.
Yeah.
You do feel absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, I can't do that.
It's 12 o'clock. If I don't have a shower now, I'm not leaving the house for the rest of the day. Whereas, like, you'd have a shower, say, at 9 and then you'd leave. I remember we had an appointment somewhere and we had to go and meet somebody, and I just threw something on and I left. And I'm like, I'm sure I presented myself very well, but I'm like, I am the smelliest cunt that's ever lived.
Rank.
I definitely stink, and he knows I stink, and that's in my head, you know what I mean? I'm like, he knows I haven't had a shower today. He's probably saying, what's this smelly bastard doing now? But like, that's me, and I feel manky. I was like, I don't believe that. Can someone show me the benefits of not having a shower every day?
I mean, I don't know. I think he was probably like having a bath on a Saturday evening before mass. Like, that was the kind of.
But even that, like.
That was his
how
vibe.
Can you have a bath? Like, I'm sort of thinking about that recently in life, and it's like, what the hell are we doing? You're sitting there in your
own. Sharing baths as well. People getting in the water after you.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh. That's not great.
So that's it for this week. Mark, thanks again for sticking around.
Pleasure.
Really appreciate it. 2nd of April in the Olympia.
Yep.
Ticketmaster.
Yeah.
What's the name of it? Just Mark
McCabe. Maniac and Other Bangers.
That's
actually
the name of it.
Yeah. Because we had to do something which was kind of like, we can't just do Maniac again. So it was like, well, what about Maniac and Other Bangers?
I thought it was going to be Mark McCabe in the Olympia. But Ticketmaster, go on, get your tickets.
Nice one.
If you have any questions, dilemmas, blind rankings, what you gave up for Lent, is Lent still a thing? Let us know. Send them to talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com. Take us out, Siobhan.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app. What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your weight in it now. Fill your body up. Walk it hard and slow. When you finish that. The hip knocker. Come down.